And finally this evening, Pope Benedict XVI today received the participants in the Pontifical Academy of Sciences, whose annual plenary meeting in Vatican City has been looking at the accuracy and limitations of predictability in science. Tracy McClear has this report.
In remarks to academics gathered in the Clementine Hall of the Apostolic Palace, Pope Benedict said the ability of modern science to predict phenomena is a chief reason for its prestige in contemporary society.
This increasing advance of science, and especially its capacity to master nature through technology, has at times been linked to a corresponding retreat of philosophy, of religion, and even of the Christian faith. Indeed, some have seen in the progress of modern science and technology one of the main causes of secularization and materialism. Why invoke God's control over this phenomena when science has shown itself capable of doing the same thing?
Pope Benedict went on to say that the Church recognizes the great achievements of modern science.
The scientific method itself, in its gathering of data and in the processing and use of this data in projections, has inherent limitations that necessarily restrict scientific predictability to specific contexts and approaches. Science cannot therefore presume to provide a complete deterministic representation of our future and of the development of every phenomenon that it studies. Philosophy and theology might make an important contribution to this fundamentally epistemological question.
The Holy Father also discussed the need for scientists to examine the ethical implications of their work, saying respect for truth and an honest acknowledgement of both the accuracy and the inevitable limitations of the scientific method must guide a scientist to the conclusions he or she reaches. The Pope urged scientists to avoid making needlessly alarming predictions when these are not supported by sufficient data or exceed science's very ability to predict. At the same time, Pope Benedict encouraged the scientific community to avoid remaining silent out of fear in the face of genuine problems.
The influence of scientists in shaping public opinion on the basis of their knowledge is too important to be undermined by undue haste of the pursuit of superficial publicity. As my predecessor, Pope John Paul II, once observed, I quote, "Scientists, precisely because they know more, are called to serve more. Since the freedom they enjoy in research gives them access to specialized knowledge, they have the responsibility of using that knowledge wisely for the benefit of the entire human family."
The Pontifical Academy of Sciences began their meeting on Thursday, November 3rd. Their meeting with Pope Benedict came at the conclusion of those working sessions. I'm Tracy McClure.